We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
We have pockets of places that are recovering nicely and doing really great things and prospering, and we have others that are really struggling just to exist.
Ted Long, Director of Community Development Services at the Kentucky League of Cities.
People have this feeling that someone's going to come and rescue them. And while there are a lot of folks that certainly want to try to help do that, and I'm one of those, it is really up to the local community to solve its problems.
Ted has details on some Kentucky communities that are not just making plans, but actually acting on them to bring prosperity and better quality of life to their towns.
I think that that's a reality that's dawning on some of these communities, that the cavalry is not coming. We're it.
Solar power in the coal fields of eastern Kentucky?
Solar energy isn't against anything. It's not for or against coal. It can be a common sense business solution for everybody that's trying to keep their doors open.
Seth Long of Whitesburg-based Homes, Inc., here along with Josh Bills, a commercial energy specialist for the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development.
It's surprised me because I've often thought if we bring solar and what it can mean in terms of saving money for businesses to business owners, that might actually be a turnoff because of this legacy of coal and what that means. But it's surprising to me, it has not. There is a real interest in solar for most people in the mountains.
Find out why solar panels are becoming a more and more familiar sight in eastern Kentucky communities. Racehorse deaths are on the rise in Kentucky, but the state is unusually secretive about the circumstances. Caitlin McGlade with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting explores why that is.
A lot of other states consider identities of horses that died, as well as where and when they died, to be public record. But here in Kentucky, the horse racing capital of the world, officials say open records law protects the business interests of horse trainers and owners.
Reporter McGlade contacted racing officials all around the country, people like Mickey Izzo, project manager for the Illinois Racing Board.
I've been doing this for 20 years and never have gotten any complaints from horsemen when that information was released to the public.
Caitlin's full report in this next edition. So when somebody else has a great idea that might help you reach your own goal, why not look into it? Guest arts interviewer Sky Marietta put in a call to Tatiana Gant, head of the Arts Council in one of the most rural states in America, Montana, to learn more about their entrepreneur program.
I think the most stunning statistic to share is that when we look at artists who started in the early cohorts and we just measured them based on their, I believe it's their 2016 tax information, but their most recent available tax information, we saw a 654% increase in their net art sales.
And here's the real payoff.
One of the things that I value about this program is that it encourages artists to not become widget makers, you know, to continue to push their artwork and their expression so that they themselves stay vibrant and they don't lose that joy of why they want to be artists.
And Undermain's Art Sheckett sits down with Donald Mason to get the details on the Juneteenth celebration coming to Lexington's Lyric Theater later this month. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.